That's right, we're back, baby. This is Sake Bama Go Go, show 136. My name's Mao, and this is the show that's going to bring you all kinds of awesome garage, punk, indie, whatever you want to say, from Japan, from the garage, from insanity, from awesomeness. I digress. I should talk less and play more music, I think. But I can't help myself. I will roll into some music right now, though. What are we going to do first? Let's do some Pebbles. Here is the Pebbles.
You gotta give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Listen to the band. you caught my eyes. Lenny early in the morning. Still remember when you called my name. Your voice is such dreams, so no praise. I love to run a sunny field with you. Singing be so easy and said you love me too.
Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
Patrick Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, ah!
Oh.
Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
And that was The Pebbles from their Pink Pistachio Candy album. I played Pink Pistachio Candy, titular. I played Square Box, Raining, and A Piece of Peaceful Pie. Aw, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Sure does. All right, so if you listened directly before this here on RadioSaintPete.com, because I know I keep talking about launching this other page that I'm going to have Sake Bomb independent, but until that happens, I have to assume you've been listening. And if not, well, you should. I was talking a little bit about that getting the house ready for sale. Now, one big thing, we had a piano. And this piano was with us since 70s. You know, it was in my house. My mom played it all the time. It was yellow because it was the 70s. And then we moved it down here. We had it at the house, and then I had given it to a friend, Duder, and then he moved out of his house, and we got it back and fixed it up for an exchange student that said she played piano. She did play piano. Not as much as I thought in my head. But so then anyway, you know, now we're like getting faced with moving again. You know, it's time to move the piano on, which is, it's, you know, it hurts your heart because it's something that's been with you forever. It's something, you know, it's been part of the family forever, but sometimes, you know, you just have to move things on. So I put it up for free, and I put the story of the piano, which helped out a lot. I mean, because this has a lot of heritage, it has a lot of cool history. It's a neat thing. You know, my dad and his brothers pulled it out of a schoolhouse in Slatington, Pennsylvania that they were knocking down. And, you know, paid like a couple bucks for it because it was on the second floor. So they get it home. And ever since then, you know, my mom played it and it came down to Florida from Pennsylvania, you know. So this thing's, and it's like some of the wood was branded on the inside, like 1903. You know, this is one of those, it was made in New York. It's really heavy. Ask me how I know. So, and then finally the first one, and when I put it up for free on Marketplace, I put this long story all about the piano. And it was an upright grand. It's a really cool piano. And, you know, and then I got, that day, I just got a deluge of I'm interested. Is it available? Is it available? You know, like I had over 40 of these messages and I'm like, oh my God, I was exhausted. I'm not very outgoing. I am outgoing, but not really. Like I like to be just like kind of peace and quiet. And the first person that was really interested really seemed like I'm coming to get it Saturday. And I was like, okay, cool. So I told all the other 39 people, this is pending pickup, I'll let you know. And in my head, I'm like, well, if this falls through, I'll pick out the next probable, you know. And it didn't happen over the weekend. And I was like, I'm a sucker. I am a sucker because like if it doesn't happen the day they say it's supposed to happen, I should have just said nope and open it up. But she strung me along. And then finally I wrote back and then she's like, well, my husband won't let me have it, but I'm trying to find someone else for it. And I was like, what are you talking about? So then I was like, okay, just we're done here. So then I opened it up and I wrote to the next person that seemed like they really wanted it. And I never heard back. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. But then a guy wrote that same morning saying, is this still available? And I wrote, yes. And he's like, okay, I'm coming Saturday. And I was like, well, I've been down this path before. But then he was, I'm coming Saturday. I was like, okay, great. And I'm in my brain, I'm like, you know how this is going to go? This is going to be awesome. Guy's going to come. He's going to rent a truck with one of those lift gates. Bear with me. I'm a very naive person. So he's going to come with three friends and really strong because I said right in the ad, not helping you move it. Yeah, okay. So and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to come with one of those lift gate trucks. Put it in the back. Bye. Well, that is not quite what happened. I'm going to drop in some music. I will be right back. This time I'm going to finish this story. I alluded to it in my indie circuit, and I never got back to it. I played one song from Sun, and that was about the end of it. That was like a 58-minute song. So they're long. So here's some 5678s, and I'll be right back to finish that story. What happened? Did Hercules come and help us move it? Maybe one of the X-Men, really strong one, who's a Russian one that's made of metal, maybe he helped? No. They didn't. But here's some 5678s.
That's the bedroom, but nothing ever happened in there.
What a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Now that is some good stuff. I would say make sure you go out to Time Bomb Records out of Osaka. They have a new website. They are awesome. I think they're 30-year anniversary. That is awesome. They are out of Japan. You might pay a little bit more for shipping, but cool is cool. I don't care what you say. All right. And plus also, Rockin' Jelly Bean has done some artwork for their shirts and some bags and stuff like that. He's a cool cat. You'll be glad you did. Make sure you go to timebombrecords.com. I don't know if that's what it is. You know, just Google it. Also, I'm not getting paid to talk about Time Bomb. I just love them that much. Anyway, that was the 5678s from their Golden Hits of the 5678s album. I played Boom Boom Girl, Jet Coaster, Peter Gunn, and We Got the Beat / Shaken All Over. Wowzers. Good stuff. I put the 5678s in there now. I usually do them the third music break, but I might talk so much that I just talk the rest of the show. Nobody wants that, but I digress. So anyway, so I'm praying for, you know, an easy thing. And I said clearly in the ad, not helping. That was a lie. So they showed up and it was a truck, and a very tall truck and no lift gate, and the guy and his wife. And at first I was like, damn it, I quit. And then I was like, no, don't, because I've been that guy. Just showing up with no help and just, you know, see how it goes. And he was like, okay, we'll lay it flat. Now, this is a really heavy good piano. So we'll lay it flat and we'll lift it up and then slide it into the truck. And then, well, okay. And at that point you're like, hope we live. So we laid it flat and then we couldn't pick it up. And I was like, oh, damn it. And they're like, well, I'm going to go find some help. And he left. And I was like, where is he going? I'm assuming brothers, cousins, anyone. Oh, he's going to go find a homeless guy in front of Wawa to help. And I died a little bit inside, but I was like, well, let's see where this goes. And he came back. He didn't have nobody, you know, he didn't have anybody. He didn't find anybody. So at that point, he's kind of like, well, we'll have to come back for it. And in my head, I'm like, no, nope. So I said, let's try it one more time. And then in my mind, I'm like, and this time I'm going to lift like I'm Superman. So we lift and we get it up on the back of the truck and we have to fiddle around with it. But we slide it in and the piano went to a good home. And I was thankful because, you know, he was talking about how he plays and he has a 5-year-old son that he's going to teach how. And they had gotten a free one before, but then it had a cracked frame, you know. So he checked it out. I made sure no, this is a good piano. It's been tuned. It's good shape. So yay for that. It's found a new home. It's going to start its new life, and I hope it gets played until I'm long gone. But I will say, make sure. Now, I had a air hockey table once, and I got it at one of those arcade auctions. I bought it for $5. I had a pool table, which I got for free, and that we put on the back of a Nissan pickup truck. The back half was on the lowered tailgate. So I fell for this guy, trust me. As I got rid of each of those, I vowed to never get anything dumb and heavy again. And I keep breaking my own promise. So I promise in my next house, I'm not going to get a pool table. I'm not going to get an air hockey table. And I don't think I'll be getting a piano. So I'm going to stick to pinball levels of heavy and lower. I'm going to vow to myself to be a better person and just don't do it. It's tough. Because, you know, and you say, like, you have a basement or something really cool, and you're like, oh, I'll have a pool table. Have you ever went to a person's house that had a pool table and not sat there with that janky cut-off one because it's against a wall or a jukebox or something? Don't. You can set a pool table in the middle of a field, and there's going to be a tree in the way of one of your shots. Just don't do that. Just go to some place and play it. That's my public service announcement for this week. So, anyway, I'm very happy that it found a home. The alternative was to take it to the dump, and I don't know if my heart could have taken that. It would have been very difficult. So I'm glad it has found a new home, found a new life, and yay. Yay for me having a little bit of sore muscles, and good stuff. So there you go. All right, let's drop into some music. I'll be back. At very least, I'm going to come back to say see ya, but I do think we have some more music in our... in our wake here. So I don't even know who I'm going to play yet. Just hang tight. Here's some music.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits.
Yeah! 眠る前に止まらないチョコレートだって、甘い甘い誘惑なショートケーキ、いつも眠る前に止まらないチョコレート。
was Red Bacteria Vacuum. I played Horror Samba, Diet, Power, and Love Music. And that, my friends, is going to be it for this week. I want to thank you for listening. As always, I want to thank my listeners for listening every week. It makes me very happy to entertain you and to hopefully bring you some crazy new music. That's going to be it for this week. I will see you all same bat time, same bat channel next week.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.